Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to another episode of Your 1 Minute. This is George Robbins, your host. Welcome and Happy New Year. This is the show that is designed to let you have a voice out there. Tell us about your business. You can call in and let us know what a good lead is for you and how we can get in contact with you. You can share everything about your business, and if you're looking for work, this is a good place to let people know what your resume and your qualifications are. A couple of new things that we'll be talking about tonight. Got a new Groupon store, and you might be interested in knowing a little bit about that. And we'll talk about some of the new shows and some new developments that we've come out with and, some new opportunities with some new technologies. So stay tuned. We're going to go to a couple commercials, but when we come back, we're going to get to talking about the stars with Ms. Toni Thomas of Astrology Source. And you'll enjoy it. It'll be a good show. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Your 1 Minute.
Hi, this is Al Simon, president of Simon Incorporated. Are you frustrated because you're trying to build a pipeline for business for next quarter and not sure how to go about doing that? Or are you concerned because you seem to be wasting an awful lot of time chasing unqualified prospects, but you don't even know right now that they're unqualified? We work with entrepreneurs and small business owners on a systematic way of building their clientele. Give us a call at 770-281-9090 or visit us on the web at www.simonsayssell.net.
Hello, I am Toni Thomas. I am an astrologer and host of Astrology Source Radio. Welcome to my universe. Make your wish, create your miracle, and see your dreams come true. The zodiac originated as a device for measuring time. No one knows for sure how it first became involved in the classification of personalities and attempts to predict the future, although the first known personal horoscope was drawn up in 410 BC, and the zodiac certainly existed by 500 BC. Today, there is evidence that the modern zodiac was in place long before the birth of Christ. Today's topic is the history of astrology, but before we do that, we're going to hear a few words from our sponsor.
This show is brought to you in part by DigiPages, Digital Business Directories, your guide to local websites, email addresses, and more. If you're in search of quality local businesses, search no more. Remember DigiPages.com. That's Digi-Pages.com.
Each one of us has our own sky map, which is determined by your date, place, and time of birth. Your own sky map or chart will tell a trained astrologer all about your life. I'm Toni Thomas, your astrology source. My number is 770-587-1910, or you can go to my website at www.astrology-source.com.
I'm Lalani G. Almeida, owner of Sundry Cleaning Services. I specialize in commercial, residential, and construction cleaning. We are fully insured and bonded. All my staff are fully trained, honest, reliable, and very efficient. If you need exceptional cleaning services, do not hesitate to call me at 678-428-8308. or go to our website at www.sunraycleaning.com. We do perform common duties uncommonly well.
Welcome back to Astrology Source. I'm Toni Thomas, your host, and we're going to get into the history of astrology as we continue on with this show. Astrology has been practiced by man for thousands of years. It is one of the world's oldest religions. What is your sign is one of the most commonly asked questions between two people who are trying to get to know each other. Astrology fascinates people. For over 9,000 years, man has looked to the heavens for insight into his troubles and for the meaning of his life. The ancient astrologers believed that the earth had a birthday and that when it was born, Aries was in the midheaven because the midheaven is, as it were, the vortex of the world. Aries was therefore held to be the first of all signs, the one which appeared like the head of the world at the beginning of light. The myths that are connected with the different signs of the zodiac came from a wide variety of sources. The ram, for instance, came from Egypt. The bull is associated with Babylon, while the goat came from Assyria. The map is typical of the graphic representation of the zodiac found in numerous manuscripts. It includes two constellations that were listed by Ptolemy. The general view today is that these two constellations are not significant. The solar system is rather like a gigantic plate spinning through space. Astrology was practiced by the Greeks, Babylonians, Indians, Chaldeans, and the Chinese. Many early astronomers, including Ptolemy, Kepler, Copernicus, and Nostradamus, also practiced astrology, as much of astrology as we know it today as a result of these and other famous astronomers that did the research. As civilizations evolved and the body of knowledge grew, the earliest astrologers kept meticulous calendars and more complete records of celestial movements. The most convenient way to study the stars was by connecting their groupings into recognizable patterns we now call constellations. The sky was thus divided into 12 segments, each one represented by its own constellation. It was also noted that the visible planets often appeared to wander through the sky against the backdrop of these constellations. These planets eventually acquired personalities and mythologies of their own. And astrologers soon began to affix significance to the positions of these planets against certain constellations in the sky. The night sky was a grand soap opera where gods and goddesses played out their dramas and the consequences were manifested on Earth through droughts, floods, and a host of natural occurrences. There is not much in the heavens that is not cyclical, happening over and over. Astrology is the study and charting of these planetary cycles and cosmic events as they are reflected here on our earthly plane. Early philosophers and astronomers discovered that all major cosmic events are interactive. That is, cosmic events millions of miles away from planet Earth represent an activity that takes place within ourselves, our consciousness, and in our outward daily life. It is this repeating pattern that enables us to recognize heavenly events. Astrology deals with 10 planets. 8 of these are the sister planets of the Earth: Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. The other two are the Sun and the Moon, neither of which is a planet. A planet circles the Sun. However, as seen from the Earth, the Sun and Moon follow the same path as the planets. Astrologers interested in the relationships between the positions of all 10 objects simply call them the 10 planets. The movements and the cycles of planets as they rotate in their designated patterned orbits act as a huge cosmic clock that ticks off the time and events, past, present, and future. The path followed by the 10 planets is called the ecliptic. The patterns that are revealed in the rhythmic motions of the planets seem to shed light on the helter-skelter of our everyday lives. At the moment you were born, every sign in the zodiac was somewhere in the sky. The position of each sign in relation to you determines the area of your life that it influences. Also, each planet in the solar system was in a sign or moving through a constellation when you were born. Those signs' influences are pronounced in your life. You are also bound to express at least a little bit of the characteristics of all 12 signs and all 10 planets. Since the position of the zodiac changes literally from moment to moment, each person is born with a combination of astrological energies all their own. That's why members of the same sign can be so alike in some ways and totally different in others. They are as unique as the sky as the moment they were born, just as you are. Of course, you'll want to learn everything you can about your sun sign. That's because it has a tremendous influence on who you are and almost everything that you do. In fact, your sun sign points to your life's purpose. The more you understand how to channel the power of your sign, the more you can flourish. In our next segment, we'll tell you about all the 10 planets and how they influence your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This show is brought to you in part by DigiPages, Digital Business Directories, your guide to local websites, email addresses, and more. If you're in search of quality local businesses, search no more. Remember DigiPages.com. That's Digi-Pages.com.
Each one of us has our own sky map, which is determined by your date, place, and time of birth. Your own sky map or chart will tell a trained astrologer all about your life. I'm Toni Thomas, your astrology source. My number is 770-587-1910. Or you can go to my website at www.astrology-source.com.
I'm Lalani Di Almeida, owner of Sundry Cleaning Services. I specialize in commercial, residential, and construction cleaning. We are fully insured and bonded. All my staff are fully trained, honest, reliable, and very efficient. If you need exceptional cleaning services, do not hesitate to call me at 678-428-8308 or go to our website at www.sunraycleaning.com. We do perform common duties uncommonly well.
Welcome back to Astrology Source. I am often confronted with the question, what is astrology? Well, astrology comes from the word astro logos. Logos as in the beginning of the Bible, and in the beginning there was logos, which is poorly translated into word. Astrology, simply stated, is the correlation between planetary patterns that have relationships to events here on Earth. So today we're going to talk about all those wonderful, beautiful planets that are in the sky and how they relate to us and what they mean. The Sun at the center of the system of planets, of which Earth is a member, is about 93 million miles from the Earth and is so large that 109 Earths could be placed side by side inside of it. The Moon. The Moon's only natural satellite is, for convenience, treated as a planet. However, unlike the real planets, it circles the Earth once every 27 days, 7 hours, 43 minutes, and 11 seconds, while the Earth and the Moon together circle the Sun. Lit by the Sun's light, it appears to grow and decrease in size. It's new when it is between the Earth and the Sun, and therefore cannot be seen, and is full 14 and a half days later when in full sunlight. When the Moon passes precisely in front of the Sun, there is a solar eclipse. This is a dramatic event which the ancients believed to be of great astrological influence. Mercury. Mercury is the nearest planet to the Sun. It is the smallest of the known planets and has a year of 88 days. That is the time it takes to travel around the Sun. It is relatively close to the Sun and never further away than 27 degrees. Its movement is considered eccentric, sometimes moving backward against the sky as viewed from the Earth. Venus. Venus takes 225 days to travel around the Sun. Its maximum distance from the Sun, as seen from the Earth, is 48 degrees, so unlike Mercury, it is usually visible at night. Mars. Mars is the first planet of the far side of Earth from the Sun, and so it is known as a superior planet. It has a very eccentric orbit and circles the Sun once every 687 days. Jupiter, the largest body in our solar system, 89,000 miles in diameter and 484 million miles from the Sun. It orbits the Sun once every 11.86 years and has 15 moons. Saturn. Saturn is the second largest planet in our solar system and is 886.7 million miles from the Sun. Its rings, three main ones, but hundreds, perhaps thousands of others, were first studied in 1655 and are now known to be made of ice and rock whirling around the planet. Saturn has 29 moons and maybe more. Saturn revolves around the Sun every 29 and a half years. Uranus. Uranus, accidentally discovered by William Herschel in 1781, is 1,783 million miles from the Sun and takes 84 years to travel around it. It is four times the size of Earth and has a system of rings and four satellites. Neptune. Neptune was discovered in 1846 after studies of the movement of the path of Uranus suggested that they might be caused by existence of an unknown planet. Slightly larger than Uranus, Neptune takes 165 years to travel around the Sun. It is 2,794 million miles from the Sun and has two satellites. One is Triton, which orbits Neptune every 6 days and is one of the largest moons in our solar system. Pluto. Percival Lowell assumed that Pluto existed on the basis of mathematical calculations. It was first seen by Clyde Tombaugh in 1930 and is 3,600 million miles from the Sun, around which it circles once every 248 years. Its eccentric orbit brings it with that of Neptune, but a collision is thought to be unlikely. Its moon, Charon, was discovered in 1978. Now we have Chiron. Chiron is known as the Wounded Healer. It was discovered in 1977 and has an orbit of 50.7 years, which takes it in towards Saturn and out so that it comes within the orb of Uranus. Five of the planets that we have in our heavens, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, have been known ever since man began looking at the heavens. They immediately drew his attention by their brightness and their movement. And as all these movements move in their orbit around the Sun, they pass through specific constellations of stars. And we have named those stars, those constellations, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces, all the signs that you're very familiar with, because that is what you are known to have the Sun passing through on the day of your birth. When in actuality, it really isn't the Sun moving, it's really just the Earth. But from a geocentric perspective, it does look like the Sun is one that's moving around us. So we say that if you are born, say, on March 2nd, the Sun is passing through Pisces, when it really is the Earth that is moving through Pisces. So you take on the qualities of the Pisces constellation. We are going to talk about the various constellations when we come back.
This show is brought to you in part by DigiPages, digital business directories, your guide to local websites, email addresses, and more. If you're in search of quality local businesses, search no more. Remember digipages.com. That's digi-pages.com.
Each one of us has our own sky map, which is determined by your date, place, and time of birth. Your own sky map or chart will tell a trained astrologer all about your life. I'm Toni Thomas, your astrology source. My number is 770-587-1910. Or you can go to my website at www.astrology-source.com.
I'm Lalani Di Almeida, owner of Sundry Cleaning Services. I specialize in commercial, residential, and construction cleaning. We are fully insured and bonded. All my staff are fully trained, honest, reliable, and very efficient. If you need exceptional cleaning services, do not hesitate to call me at 678-428-8308 or go to our website at www.sunraycleaning.com. We do perform common duties uncommonly well.
Welcome back. In this segment, we're going to talk about the 12 constellations that outline our solar system. The 12 constellations begin with Aries. Aries is the first of the 12 signs of the zodiac. It is the quality in you that is self-promoting and competitive, seeks to conquer new interests, and enjoys being first and the best in all that you do. It's also the part of you that's learning to find the essence of your true self. Anyone that's born as an Aries is considered the baby or the child of the zodiac because they're coming in possibly for the first time and learning how to get through life. Taurus. Taurus is the quality in you that's stable and loyal, seeks to create security, and enjoys the rich comforts of life. It's also the part of you that's learning to recognize that you always have the resources to create true security and self-value. Taurus is the second sign of the zodiac, and in your chart rules money and values and the things that you possess. Gemini. Gemini is the quality in you that is curious and multifaceted. The twins. Gemini seek a wide range of experiences and enjoy communicating and learning. It's also the part of you that's learning that the divine is everywhere all the time. Gemini rules the third house in your astrological chart. It rules communication. Cancer. Cancer is the quality in you that is sensitive and caring, seeks to create a safe and homey atmosphere, and enjoys providing what's needed to make life flourish around you. It's also the part of you that's learning the secrets to the true essence of nurturing. In your astrological chart, Cancer rules the fourth house. The fourth house rules your mother, your home, and all the things that you need to nurture and all the nurturing that you will do in your life. Leo. Leo is the quality in you that is dramatic and regal. Leos seek to create extravaganzas. Leos do everything in very dramatic ways, and they enjoy entertaining and they enjoy ruling other people. It's also the part of you that's learning that the power of your love is more effective than the love of power. Leo is the natural ruler of the fifth house, which is entertainment, social activities, and, of course, being the lion. Virgo. Virgo is the quality in you that is analytical and industrious. Virgo seeks to bring order and healing. Virgos enjoy helping others. It is also the part of you that's learning that everything is already perfect. Virgo is the natural ruler of the sixth house of the zodiac, and that is where you find the things that you will do in order to work in your life. Libra. Libra is the quality in you that's gracious and artistic. Libra seeks to create harmony and balance. It's also the part of you that's learning that the peace and partnership you seek is always within you. Libra is the natural ruler of the seventh house, opposite the first. Aries is the first house, which is you. Opposite that is other people. So if you're learning to have partnerships in your life, you always want to look to Libra because that's where you will find that balance in your life. Scorpio. Scorpio is the quality in you that's intense and insightful, seeks to solve mysteries, and enjoys wielding power to control matters in order to develop their potential. It's also the part of you that's learning to transform what seems negative in yourself and in the world and transform that into something positive and useful. Scorpio is the natural ruler of the eighth house, which is the house of other people's money, mysterious, deep, dark, hidden things and parts of you that nobody knows about. Sagittarius. Sagittarius is the quality in you that's gregarious and philosophical. Sagittarians seek to make life one big adventure, and they enjoy the freedom to roam and explore. It's also the part of you that's learning that the God is inside of you. Sagittarius is the natural ruler of the ninth house, which is higher education, philosophy, where you will expand your world, how you will get out of where you are and learn new things about the world around you. Capricorn. Capricorn is the quality in you that is ambitious and responsible. Capricorns seek to build something of importance and enjoy setting and accomplishing major goals. It's also part of you that's learning to discover the essence of inner authority and self-mastery. Capricorn is the natural ruler of the 10th house, the midheaven part of your chart, the top part of your chart. That's where you will find work. That's where you will take on responsibility. That's where you will shine. Aquarius. Aquarius is a quality in you that's individualistic and idealistic. Whenever I think of Aquarians, I think of the dawning of the age of Aquarians. That's when hippies were born. I think we all remember those days. Aquarians seek to contribute to the progress of humanity. They enjoy doing things in an innovative and clever and sometimes a little bit of an eccentric way. It's also the part of you that's learning to connect to other people through unconditional love. Aquarius is the natural ruler of the 11th house, which is the hopes and wishes and dreams that you aspire to. It's also friends. You will never find an Aquarian that does not have a lot of friends. And last, Pisces. Pisces is the quality in you that is imaginative and mystical. Pisceans seek to merge and empathize with others and enjoy rescuing those in need. It's also the part of you that's learning the expansive power of sacred self-sacrifice. Pisces is the natural ruler of the 12th house. The 12th house is the mysterious, the mystical, the creative, the spiritual part of you. Piscean people are very tuned in with the dream world. They are very artistic. That's all for today. In future shows, we will discuss all of these 12 signs or constellations in greater detail, giving you more insight into how all of the qualities of your sign and knowing about those qualities can help you get through your everyday life. This is Toni Thomas with Astrology Source, where the sun, moon, and stars all come together. My website is www.astrology-source.com. Thank you for listening. See you next time.
Hello, I'm Kinnette Reed, owner of Kinnette Reed & Associates. We provide organizations such as yours a source for experience and need-specific outsourced training to improve employee performance, productivity, and engagement. For information on the ways in which we can supplement your organization's current training offerings, contact me, Kinnette Reed, at 678-344-6373 or visit our website at www.kinettereed.com.
Hi, I'm Stacey Mitchell at Self Support Inc. We help establish better relationships by making professional cold calls for your sales and marketing efforts. For more information, contact me, Stacey Mitchell, Self Support Inc., 770-814-8085.
All right, well, we're back. This is the Your 1 Minute Show, and that was Toni Thomas of Astrology Source Radio. We recorded that show almost 4.5 years ago now, and it's just as interesting today as it was then. That's pretty much our show for tonight, and we'll be starting our new schedule Thursday afternoons at 1 o'clock. And there you'll be able to call in and, you know, share your business and let us know what's a good lead for you. All right, so until next week, keep looking up at the stars and say hello to Toni Thomas at Astrology Source, Astrology Source's website. All right, have a good night, everybody.